Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It is Leap Day. Every 4 years, we get an extra day in February. We get a presidential election, and we get a Summer Olympics. The opening ceremony in London is scheduled for July 27th, and qualifying competitions are now underway. During the drive, we thought we would take some time and check in on some Olympic hopefuls from our area. So first up, appropriate to Leap Day, is Delilah DiCrescento, who specializes in the 3,000-meter steeplechase and trains with the NJNY New Jersey New York Track Club. Delilah, welcome to WNYC. Thank you so much for giving us a couple of minutes.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Could you explain the steeplechase? Is it like what the horses do?
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar. I mean, that's what most people, you know, kind of equate it to when I mention that that's the event that I do. It's a very new event for the women. The first time they had it was at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. So it's basically, it's 3,000 meters distance, so it's almost 2 miles, and it's a hurdling event, so it features 28 barriers and then 7 actual water jumps that you have to, you know, kind of navigate through. So it makes it pretty challenging.
So it's like a 2 mile hurdling event.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What's a water jump? What are you jumping over?
It's a 12-foot pit of water that could be very intimidating, but they try to soften it because they will like usually line it with flowers. But I mean, it's definitely a grueling kind of thing that they make you go through. So it's for, you know, kind of gritty athletes.
Why is it so new as an Olympic sport?
I'm not so sure. I think maybe it had to do with, I don't know, kind of those outdated notions about what women could and couldn't do, because it has been an event on the men's side at the Olympics for a number of years. So it's fairly new, and I don't know if that had something to do with it or if it was, you know, some ideas about like what was appropriate heights for us to jump and things like that. But I'm obviously very, very glad that it's included now, because I'm going to try to make the team for us in this summer.
Are there certain strategies involved with the steeplechase?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely it's not a typical just endurance race, because there's a technical aspect. So you have to be working on like leg strength and technique and things like that, like outside of just like running. So it makes it, by adding that dynamic, it makes it a little bit more of a challenging event. And I mean, just like just the nature of it, you want to, you know, position yourself where you're not, you know, going out too hard. You always want to be saving something for the last third of the race. So we're always training for that.
And I understand that the steeplechase hurdles don't collapse like people think of the usual hurdles, you know, just falling down if the runner or jumper bumps into them. Does that make this race more dangerous?
Sometimes, yeah, no, they definitely don't move if you run into them. You know, I mean, that's just kind of part and parcel with the race. I mean, that's part of it. I mean, you train for that not to happen, and you try to get strong to avoid, you know, coming into contact like that.
And what happens if you land in one of the water pits? Do you get wet, and so your shoes are soggy, and that slows you down?
Yeah, I mean, you try to minimize that, but it's mostly inevitable. So you try to do it where it's, you know, only one shoe that's getting wet. But, I mean, for this event, they're specially designed shoes. So our shoes are more porous than, you know, typical track spikes. You know, there are holes in them. And so it's not like you're sloshing around the track with, you know, really heavy wet shoes or anything like that. Honestly, if you're thinking about your shoes during the race, you're thinking about all the wrong things.
Where are you from? Where'd you grow up?
From Chicago.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's coming through in the accent. Yeah.
Well, you know, that it's the same accent from, like, upstate New York all the way through to Chicago. So you could have been a New Yorker. And how is it that you came to be running with the New Jersey New York Track Club?
Yeah, so I've been in the New York City area since 2001. I went to Columbia for my undergraduate and then did my master's degree there. And I graduated last year. And then there were kind of just many of us track athletes without, you know, kind of training alone. And Coach Gags, who is like just a legend in our sport, he ended up moving back to the East Coast. He's originally from Brooklyn. And he came back, and like all of us runners kind of gravitated towards us. So now there are about 20 of us athletes on the New Jersey New York Track Club. And it's been really, really good for me personally, just because I was training alone most of the time. And now I'm able to train with, you know, a really solid group of women.
We're going to let you go with your other claim to fame. You
okay.
are the Delilah in the song Hey There, Delilah by the Plain White Tees that was up for Grammy in 2008. What's it like having your own theme song?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think it's really flattering. I'm obviously, like, really happy to be associated with the song, but I don't feel like I could take a whole lot of credit because it doesn't really feel like anything that I've done. So, I mean, I'm much happier just, like, working towards, you know, trying to make the Olympic team because, you know, I'm really pouring my heart and soul into that. But it's funny because with the song, I just feel, like, so detached from it. I really don't feel like I influenced it at all.
Delilah DeCrescenzo, who specializes in the 3,000-meter steeplechase and trains with the NJNY Track Club. Good luck making the Olympics.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
And you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.